Welcome to Gardening Talk back on 2NUR FM and welcoming back Judy Sharp. Great to see you back, Judy.
Oh, thank you, Greg. Look, I do apologise to the listeners, but I had something.
You had a very good reason to be away.
A very good reason, yes. But
I can say happy birthday. Happy birthday for last week.
Oh, thank you,
I'm sure
Greg.
People will be happy to know.
Well, you know, I suppose it's not a good excuse to take the day off, is it?
I think it's a reasonable excuse.
Anyway.
When if you can't take a day off, not for your birthday?
Oh, well, that's true, I suppose. But, you know, I think it's, you know, you're here and you've got a responsibility if everyone's waiting to listen to you again. And I thought, well, I just couldn't avoid it.
Well, that's some nice weather, so I reckon there'll be plenty of questions today. But what Hopefully. Have you got lined up for us today, though, Judy?
Okay, look, I thought we... Oh, last time I was on, I did issue some rose instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And there were quite a few callers that rang in that didn't pick up the info, so I'm going to re-deliver that today.
Your idea.
And also we're going to talk about digging, getting your garden ready for Christmas.
For Christmas?
Yes, yeah, you've got to plant 8 weeks before Christmas
Rightio.
If you want a red and white garden.
All right, interesting to know about that. And Judy, why don't look a bit at roses? We had people asking for more information.
Yes, yes, off air evidently. They yep. were still ringing when, you know, you just closed us down, you know, every now and
well,
then.
Well, that's it. You've got to 1 o'clock. It's a tough rule, but a fair one, I think.
So evidently they missed the information about roses, how to feed roses. And I feed mine monthly, Greg, monthly, just lightly. Now, something different each time I use. So I'll say it very slowly in case people are making notes, shall I?
Yep.
Try Bounce Back.
Okay.
Bounce Back. Blood and Bone. These, not all at once.
Yeah,
separately. Each month. Yep, yep. And Sudden Impact. And occasionally after rain, a handful of Dolomite.
Rightio.
Yep. So it's just, you know, roses are hungry creatures and they get a bit sick of you giving them rose food all the time. So... would you like to repeat that again or will I?
Oh, I think you better, just in case, just for those who are not paying attention.
I think we need to use Bounce Back, Blood and Bone, Sudden Impact, and occasionally after rain, a handful of Dolomite.
Right. You don't have to do that in that order, though, except for the Dolomite.
Oh, yeah, no, not in that order, of course. Yeah, not in that order. But you see, everyone does the poultry manure and the rose food when they prune. Mm-hmm. But these are other little additional things that I use to keep my roses looking wonderful.
Right, yeah. So just a nice little variety as well to keep the roses guessing.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
All right, we've got Michael from Heatherbrae, and he's got a question about azaleas.
Hello, Michael.
Oh, hey, Judy.
How are you?
Oh, I'm here. I've got... the azaleas, but the flowers have died off.
Which they probably should be now, I'd say, Michael.
Yeah. What should I prune them back or?
Are they getting leggy and tall?
It was what? Sorry.
Are they getting leggy and tall?
No,
like Greg, tall, you know.
Oh, these have been down for 40 or 50 years. I've got to made a hedge out of them.
Oh, right. So do you want to prune them, Michael?
Oh, I'll get someone else to do it because I can't do it.
Oh, right. Okay, yep. Are they just getting out of shape now? Is that what you're worried about?
No, it's the flowers. They're dead.
Oh, okay. So, well, I think that's a good reason to prune them off. But they will come off naturally, you realise.
Yeah.
So, but it won't hurt to prune them now, but tell me, do you feed them with anything?
No.
No, so they're just happy and healthy.
Yeah. If it rains, they get wet. If it's windy, they blow. The flowers blow off it.
Michael, I think you're all under control with those azaleas. No, look, don't. You never change something that's going well, do you?
No. Well, the street out the front of me where I live is called Azalea Avenue.
Oh, really? Oh, fantastic, Michael. Well, I'm sure all the other listeners will be interested in that, Azalea Avenue. Look, you go for it, prune, or get someone to prune it for you, And I'm sure that's the answer for you right now, Michael. Thank you very much for the call today.
We've got Lynn from Malabula, and she's got a question about a pest and a shrub, perhaps. Afternoon, Lynn.
Oh, hi. Yes. Look, I sent in a couple of photos for you to maybe identify the plant. And I can't remember the name of the vine. Pretty pink flowers on it. But I've got these weird-looking insects with white, they're like white wings, fluffy wings on them. They're very bizarre looking. And I'm just wondering what they are and how I can get rid of them.
Okay, Lynn, now tell me, are they airborne? They're flying, are they?
Well, they jump. I hit them with a little bit of pyrethrum spray, yep. And they jump, but it doesn't seem to worry them too much.
Right.
They cluster down the stem of the vine, all along the stems, and I just don't know what their intentions are. You know, like if they're going to actually. And I noticed also the leaves have deposits of a glossy sort of sheen on them that can't be wiped off. So I don't know if they're putting that on the leaves as well, or whether another bug has attacked this vine. But yeah, I've just never seen these bugs along the stems before.
Right. Okay, Lynn. You know, there might be an easy solution here. I think we're going to spray. Have you got any Malathon?
No.
Well, you would have to get some and mix it up.
Right.
But that is obviously. I often use the pyrethrum, and I have good success with it. But you're telling us is a bit more different, isn't it? It's a bit difficult. So, okay, let's do Malathon and spray that on.
Okay. Is that like a quite a nasty spray? I am a bit concerned, you know, because I have birds and lots of like other insects and you know, and sort of cats around and that. So I just don't want it to be too harmful, you know, like, but I still want to, of course, like to get rid of these bugs if they're going to be doing damage.
Well, they might spread to everything you've got in the garden. But okay. Look, to be quite honest, I was going to talk today about when you do spray pests, to do it late in the afternoon, because then you'll find the bees and the birdies probably have gone home to rest.
Right, okay.
So you spray late in the afternoon and I think you'll be right.
So one application or just wait and see how it goes?
I think one application. I think you might hit it on the head. If that doesn't work, then you might have to add a bit of white oil in. But when you said leaving it a posset that was oily, I thought we won't do the white oil at the moment.
Right, okay.
So we'll start off with the Malathon.
Okay. And what would the rate be of the Malathon?
It'll be on the bottle. Yeah, it will be on the bottle, definitely. And you've probably got a good garden centre in your area. It's a product that you would get at a garden centre.
Right, okay then. Okay, I'll give that a try. And hopefully that will...
Yeah, and would you please ring us back and let us know? And Greg and I have consulted, and we've got to chase the photos up.
Mm.
How did you send them in?
Email.
Okay, we'll look into it.
Yeah, we'll look into it. Thank you very much, Lynn. So will you ring us back and let us know how it went?
Okay, will do. I wish I could give you a better description of these little bugs, but they are weird-looking little things, and I've never really seen them before. And, had me sort of confused as to and how I would treat the situation. Yeah. So,
no, you've definitely got to use the Malathon, but do it late in the afternoon, and then you won't have to worry.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, Judy.
You're welcome, Lynn. Bye.
Okay, then. Thanks. Bye.
We've got Debbie now from Boolaroo, and she's got a question about agapanthus.
Hello, Debbie. I was going to talk about agapanthus today. Everyone's reading my mind, Greg. What's your problem?
My agapanthus don't flower. So we've lived in the house for four flowerings now, and it's about 6 metres long, the garden, with agapanthus right across the front that are super healthy and beautiful. Last year, I think we had about 3 flowers, and this year there is not one single sign of a flower stalk, whereas everybody else is getting flower stalks. So I don't know why they don't flower. It's west-facing.
Right.
Yeah, don't know why they don't flower.
Well, Debbie, it sounds like they're putting all their growth into the foliage, doesn't it? If they're that, you know, if they're that developed. But I just, what I was going to suggest, I should have done it a couple of weeks ago, was split up your agapanthus.
But you've, is what? What do you?
Split them up, divide them.
I'll split them, right.
Yeah,
okay.
But I think we've left it a little bit late. So do you use Flourish at all?
No, I don't use Flourish. I did give them a feed of Dynamic Lifter in July. I thought that might kind of encourage them to flower. But maybe it's only all it's done is encourage them to grow more leaves.
Yes, I think so. I'm right. pretty sure about that. But look, the Flourish for flowers would be ideal, and you can use that every week. So if you get some quickly and start to apply it now, you might still get more flowers coming up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because it's just like you see, I see everybody else's and they've got so many flowers on it and ours have none. Like this year, there's absolutely none. And last year, like I said, I think there was 5 or 6 across the whole, you know, 6 metres.
But Debbie, you know what? All your neighbours are probably envious about how good yours look because of all that growth, because you see some pretty scrappy agapanthus around, don't you?
You do. And they've often got lots and lots of flowers, so...
Yeah.
But this is the first year I've fed them. I haven't fed them before. But yeah. Anyway, I'll put some Flourish on it and see, and maybe split them up and see whether that might make a difference.
Well, you know, you might be doing the splitting a bit late. Look, I just apply the Flourish, but you need to get the one Flourish for flowering.
Okay. Good. Thank you. I'll try. Thank you.
Good luck, Debbie. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
We've got Jenny from Fern Bay, and she's got a question about sand and also native plants.
Hello, Jenny.
Hi, Judy.
Fern Bay, you'd have a bit of sand up there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we're on all sand, you see.
Right.
Now, I'll tell you what happened to me. I put a native in. I can't remember what it was called, but anyhow, I dug down through the sand and got rid of that and put some nice potting mixture and blah, 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 like somebody told me to do, and it grew beautifully. But then all of a sudden it died.
Oh, what plant was it?
Oh, I can't remember. But I would also say the next door neighbours had a native. It grew beautifully.
Okay, Jenny.
All of a sudden it's died.
Can we just wind back to what did you put in the soil?
Oh, gee whiz, I can't remember.
Did you use any kind of fertiliser?
It wasn't a fertiliser, it was just potting mix.
Just a potting mix, okay.
I'm just wondering if... The plant has gotten the roots have gotten through the soil and hit the sand.
Oh no! Look, I think you know the sand should be all right if it was a native. You can't remember the name of it. Well, we're groping in the dark a little bit, aren't we? In the sand. We're groping in the sand. Look, honestly, if your neighbours are growing natives and, you know, around Fern Bay, they seem to grow like a house on fire. What about Christmas bush? They love the sand.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I'll do that, I think. I thought it might have been poison coming from behind me. A bloke runs around with the poison stick, you know, and I'm wondering if it comes under my fence. You know, that could have been one of the reasons it's died. But you don't think that the sand, they can grow in, you think they can grow in sand?
Oh, yes, they can. Well, it depends what the native is. If it was a grevillea, that would be fine. If it was a Christmas bush, that would be fine.
I'm pretty sure it was a grevillea, but anyhow.
It should have been all right. And but, you know, it's amazing here at the university, there are a lot of grevilleas planted. And they in flower all the time. Every time I drive around here, I'm so impressed. So try a grevillea again.
Yeah.
And don't maybe get potting mix for natives.
Okay. Right.
Try that. Okay, Jenny. Okay. Good luck with it.
Yeah. Okay. Another question?
Yep. No, that's fine, dear. Yep. Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah.
I'm not a great gardener, but I've got an area about 3 metres by 2 metres totally of weeds and of grass and that. I bought a mower, a battery-powered mower. How should I approach it? Mow it all down and then deal with the weeds as they come up, or deal with the weeds before I mow it?
No, deal with the weeds before you mow it.
Right, okay.
Okay, so you need something to spray on the weeds.
Yeah.
That won't hurt the lawn.
Yeah.
So is the lawn looking any good?
No, it's horrible.
So we don't mind if the lawn goes as well.
That's right.
Okay, look, there is a product you could get. It's called Multi-Turf or Dart. And that will kill the weeds.
Or Dart?
Dart, D-A-R-T.
Okay, right. That's my minister's name at my church, yeah, okay.
Right, good. Or Multi-Turf. And you should be able to buy it at any, garden centre.
Okay. What was the first thing you said?
Dart, D-A-R-T.
Yeah, but before that?
Multi-turf?
A new turf onto it.
No. That's the name of the product, Multi-turf.
Oh, okay.
That kills anything in turf, so it's called Multi-turf.
Oh, okay, righto.
You with me? Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, we'll try that first and see how you go.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jenny. Okay. Bye.
We've got Mick from Cameron Park. He's got a question about slaters.
Hello, Mick.
G'day, Jenny. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Greg.
How are you?
Very well.
Oh, we're very, very, very well today.
I think I'm talking about the right little pests. They're the little miniature black, like little armadillo. You touch them and they curl up in the ball.
Yeah, they're slaters, yeah.
Yeah. I put some tomatoes and some Spanish tomatoes in the middle of those last year. And they never got up, never got fruit. The other ones should grow like a weed. They never got up. I don't know if they were attacking it. I think they were.
Mick, have you got any snail killer?
Yeah, I do. I was using that a lot. I have got a lot of snails at the moment. I haven't prepped. I'm in the middle of prepping the garden. I'll put manure and everything in there. Got tomatoes and everything in pots ready to go in, but I want to control that first.
Yeah, look, I think I'd use the snail killer. I'm pretty sure there's a product that does slaters and snails as well.
Well, I had the pellets in there and I've got a cat and the cat's stupid enough to eat them. I don't like cats that much.
Oh, well, yeah.
Not this cat.
No, don't put it around where the cat might get it. No, cats, I don't think it'd eat it.
Something I can water in or something, maybe you're...
Yes, you probably would find a product you can water in. It would be Defender for snails and slaters.
Yeah, another one.
Yep. See if you can find that, and if it's still around, products get taken off the market, unfortunately, for us gardeners. So, yeah, look, have a go and see if you can find some. And definitely try and get rid of the slaters before you plant out your tomatoes.
Yep, and the other little issue I've got going on, I've got mint growing. It's just grown wild. And I've got a couple of yuccas I cannot kill. I just cannot. I've sprayed them with everything. I've chopped them down right to the stump and painted the stumps with house paint, you name it, and tar and whatever, and they just keep growing.
Have you tried anything nasty, though?
Lots of stuff. I drill into them. I pour Zero and Roundup and that into it.
All right, and that didn't work.
And I cannot slow them down. And when I cut them right down to nothing and bury them, they grow back again.
Look, I can assure you that they are very hardy plants, and they probably are hard to get rid of. And when you get one, you get 100.
Yeah.
So. I don't know what the answer is for that one. Can you move that?
Try and dig them out somehow. They're not easy to get out.
No, they're not. But can you plant somewhere else?
I just want to get rid of the yuccas. I don't want them in the wall because I just don't like them. The root base gets too big.
Okay, well, keep going with a zero.
Yep.
Yep.
If I spray zero on my mint, is that going to affect the soil when I put tomatoes or something in?
Oh, you want to spray the mint as well.
Oh, I want to get rid of the mint. Like, it's growing, how mint goes when it gets out of control.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Look, okay, you'd have to wait some time before you put your tomatoes in.
Yeah, I've been just pulling it out to do that at the moment. I'll keep pulling it out as it comes up.
Yeah, that could be the way to go if you're ready to plant. Yeah. Oh, no. Look, we're not in summer yet. It's actually only spring. It feels like it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay, Mick, good luck with all that. Ring us back and let us know how the sladers go.
Yep, righto. Thanks a lot for that.
Thank you, Mick. Bye.
So have a good afternoon. See
you. You too. Bye.
Thanks, Mick. We've got Vicky now from Shortland. She's got a question about shokos.
Oh, hello, Vicky. Are you growing them?
No, I can't grow anything. I haven't got a green thumb. I've got a brown thumb, which means I kill everything. Well, I'm sorry, but I do. But Mick, can you let him know to put a copper nail in his yakkas?
Oh, right. Okay, well, he's off the air now, so...
Yeah, tell him to see if he can put a copper nail in with the yakkas. But what I'm ringing regarding chokos. Chokos are very hard to get.
To grow?
No, to get. Like, for anybody, like for the greengrocer or Woolies or Coles or any place like that.
Oh, you mean to buy?
To buy, yes, to get. Yes, they're very, very hard. And I love chokos.
Well, perhaps there'll be someone listening that might know where you can get them.
Okay.
But, you know, the secret is with chokos, if you've got a friend that's got them growing, they'll be very happy to give you one, and you put it in water and let it shoot.
I've asked around in my neighbourhood, in my, like, Shortland here, and they don't grow them. No one's growing them. They used to grow them years ago. They're prolific. They used to grow years ago.
But, yeah, Vicky, yeah. Look, maybe there's some listeners listening in today that might ring and give us some advice where you could get some.
Well, that'd be great because we're listening to your program all the time. So that's how I found out about Mick, who said he can't get rid of the yakkas.
Yeah, and he'd be listening and he'll know now to put the nail in. So, Vicky...
It's got to be a copper nail.
A copper nail, yeah. Now, Vicky, if you just stay listening, you will hopefully someone might ring in about the chokos.
Oh, I hope so. But okay. We love your programs. Like, we love to when you are.
Oh, thank you, Vicky. I love them too.
I bet you do. Especially that cat one. That was on previous.
Oh, I know. I didn't know what to say then. I'm not short on words very often, but that one threw me. I thought, oh, anyway, thank you, Vicky. Good luck with the chokos. Let someone else ring in and let you know.
We've got Keith now from Lambton. He's got a question about getting rid of stink bugs.
Oh, Keith, aren't they wretched devils?
Yes, g'day, Judy. Yes, well, look, I rang you last year and you put me onto some soap and something and I sprayed that and I had the cleanest stink bugs in Lambton. But they prospered and thanked me. And then I got out what you sold me from Sharp Cindy Gardner long time ago. I've still got some left, that insect and mite, systemic insecticide, and that kills them stone dead. I had 120 stink bugs, you know, the bigger ones on the ground, yeah. And I have two Indian miners and a wattle bird, and they thanked me endlessly. They had an absolute beano on them because they won't take them off the tree. But once they're on the ground and dead, the birds eat them like crazy. But the insect and mite, I'm wondering, is there anywhere I can get that or is it gone?
No, it's gone. Window? It's gone.
Oh, no. You did warn me at the time and I bought 4 or 5 bottles. You had it on special. And it works a treat. It kills them, you know, it knocks them out of the tree almost instantly. Terrific stuff.
Keith, you know, a lot of terrific stuff's gone off the market, stuff for your lawn now's gone. So, but Keith, look, can I just say something very quietly?
Yes.
You know those birdies that are eating those things that when they drop off?
Yep.
Don't tell everyone.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because it might make the birdies sick.
They don't. There's a pair of Indian miners that lived in my yard for years now. And they look forward to the annual stink bug beano.
Oh, right, okay. Well, maybe Yeah, maybe it's so diluted that it doesn't hurt them.
And the wattle bird as well. There's two wattle birds, and they love them as well.
We won't tell anyone, Keith.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM 103.7. Before we get to Roz from Shoal Bay, Margie from Boat Harbour said, I've got a good way to get rid of slaters.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay.
Yeah, she says you can get them trapped by a full jar of beer.
Oh.
Seems like a bit of a waste of beer to me, but...
I thought you might be thinking that, Greg. I don't drink beer, so I could try it.
Well, you could, yeah.
Yeah, yep.
I don't know how many jars you'd need to be putting around, but...
Well, that gentleman, I think even if he tried one or two, he'd be happy, wouldn't he?
Just to see how it went.
Yep, yep.
All right, now we'll go to Roz from Shoal Bay, and she's got a question about passion fruits.
Hello, Roz.
Hi, Judy. I've spoken to Scott about my passion fruit before. They were beautiful. I had a vine for he told me to use the the fertiliser, which I did. But what's happened? I've since lost my mobility, and I haven't been able to get out. So the vine sort of died off, and I haven't been able to get anyone to cut it. But I've got somebody who's come today to do some stuff around the yard, and he suggested cutting it right back. Would it be too late now to save it?
The passion fruit. How long's it been in, Roz?
Oh, I've had it for years.
Oh, look, they have limits about 3 years.
Well, I think I've had it a lot longer than that, and I know the same with the chocos. I looked up something the other day about that. I've spoken to you about chocos before, and the same thing with them. But mine keeps coming back.
Oh, the chocos?
Yep. Oh, and I started it, this was over 10 years ago when I was able to walk then, and I just got two chocos that had already started to shoot. The seed was starting to come out a little bit, and I took them down the backyard, put them on the ground, and I got a bag of potting mix so I couldn't dig a hole, covered them with potting mix, and it's been going ever since. And that would be well and truly over 10 years.
Roz, you know this lady's problem. She can't buy any anywhere.
Where is she, do you know?
Oh, she did give me a note.
Shortland,
I think. Yeah, Shortland.
Okay, well, if she's listening, if the operator wants to give her my number, I don't know, she wants to buy them to grow or buy them. You can buy them. Woolworths sell them. They're very expensive, actually, at Woolies, the fruit shop.
Well, Roz, she did say she'd checked out all the supermarkets and everything. So I think she'll be still listening. So let's say Woolies, perhaps she might be able to buy them.
I've seen them. As I said, I do online shopping, but they're online, and often because I talk to a friend down the road, we both like them, and I supply a few people around the neighbourhood, but nobody seems to want to eat them anymore. So,
friends give them to me, and I do. I love them. I love baking them.
It's like a guy came once to do a job for me, and I said to him, like chocos, and he said, yeah. I said, go for your life. And he took two buckets and filled them up.
Fantastic.
Some of them were shooting and big, and just recently I had two that had been left on there too long, and they were big. And they started to shoot a little bit, so I put them in pots and they took off, and I gave them to a young bloke who wants to grow them.
Oh, that's wonderful, Roz. Look,
always two, not just one.
Yeah.
And this male-female business, I just put, to me, I just put two in one pot. In one, the other pot, I put three.
Right,
that were nearly dead, sort of thing. And just let them go.
Now, Roz, you've got someone there with your passion fruit today.
Yeah,
so
he came to cut it. He's cut it back a bit, but it's looking pretty sad.
I think it's time to plant a new one, dear. So,
is it? Okay.
Yeah, definitely time to plant a new one. And thank you very much for your call today. You're a regular, and it's lovely hearing from you.
Yeah, I listen to it as often as I can. And but, yeah, like if you're anywhere in the area of Shoal Bay any time and, the chocos are there, I've begged and pleaded to people to come and pick them, come and help yourself. And that happens occasionally. But I can get down there now a little bit, but not very well. I'm in a motorised scooter, and sometimes if I'm not careful, I get bogged.
That'd be no good, Roz. Look,
that's all right.
Do it's keep listening, fun. Won't you? And give us a ring and let us know in a couple of weeks how that passion fruit went.
All right, thank you very much, Roz. But we've got Hugh from Butterbass. We've got just time for you, Hugh, and you've got a question about peach trees.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. Hi, Judy.
Hello, how are you, Hugh?
I'm good, thanks. I've got a peach tree out the back that originally I received as a birthday present about 2 years ago. And it was quite small. And now I've planted it in the garden out the back, and it's grown to about 2 metres. And it's, you know, during the autumn, springtime, it flowered, and now it's got a lot of little peaches all over it.
Oh, but lovely.
Yeah, it's really good. But I just concerned now, how do I keep the bugs off it? And what do I feed it and that sort of thing.
Oh, right, okay. Look, you mean bugs as in fruit fly, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a bit of a problem. Look, a lot of people do cover the trees, cover them with a net or something. But, look, there's not a lot of products left on the market today to spray for fruit fly. All you can do is go to your local nursery or garden centre and see if they've got anything that will be spray for, those kind of things.
Yeah, righto. So fruit fly is the main...
Oh, fruit fly, yeah, that's your problem. Yeah, that'll be a problem. Yeah. And
I've got some orange trees out the back as well, and if it's, I've got problems with rats climb up the tree and eat the...
really? Oh, gosh. Yeah. Not having any luck there, Hugh.
No, I think they've got peaches to worry about.
Yeah, now head off now, get in the car and go down to the local garden centre and see what you can find, Hugh.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you, dear. Thank you, bye.
All right. Talk to you, bye.
Jeez, thank you very much, Hugh. Judy Sharp, perfect timing because we're out of time.
Yes, we are. And what about all my...
We'll have to do Christmas next week.
Okay, we'll do Christmas next week, sadly.
Thank you very much, Judy Sharp.
Thanks, Greg.